Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about Offers Academy for homes. If you haven't noticed yet this week, there's a constant theme in all of our programming.
You will notice by Friday.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, our online community there. It's free.
All right. Luke asks, deals are flying.
That's not a question.
Use the same deed a couple times that day, and one of the times I did not change the grantor line. Oops.
Ooh, he's doing too many deals.
Yeah. Changed everything else, so the buyer got the recorded deed, recording the land, to a different buyer. Mm. Guess I can get the other buyer to deed it to the right person, but what about tax and other consequences? Is there an easy way to fix a goofed up recording?
Yeah, so, okay. First of all, this stuff happens because you're not... This has happened to me. I mean, many times. It's happened to both of us, I'm sure. It's because you're not using a CRM. That's my guess. You know, the CRM that you may or may not be using probably does not generate a document, a deed document for you. Like, if you're using Deed Perfect, which is great if you're kind of using... DeedPerfect.com is a tool that we set up for everybody to generate deeds. And it's very easy to, it's not a CRM-based situation, but at Luke, we have very successful multiple people named Luke in our group. And you guys are all at the level, whichever Luke this is, all at the level where you should be using a CRM. And it should be generating a document for you. So you have a customer, you have a grantor, grantee, you just fill it all into the CRM and generate a document. Mm-hmm. So that's point one. Point two is there a easy, it depends on the county. Is there an easier way to fix this goofed up thing versus undoing it? Yeah, I know in Arizona, you can file what's called a corrective deed. So if this is in Arizona, you're in luck. If not, just simply call the recorder and ask them how to do it.
Exactly.
They'll tell you. You're really helping the recorder a lot. And they're going to, if you handle it properly on the phone, they're really going to thank you because they don't have to do it.
Exactly.
Before it gets to the assessor. Yeah. That's when there's problems.
Right. And in a perfect world, that's what you're doing. You're not now going to re-deed it from this person to that person because now you get a little title mess there that you don't need to do. What you're trying to do is undo the mistake with the recorder's help, and they will tell you what to do. And it's, yeah, we've been there. It happens, and it's okay. And they can pull that deed, and they can do some stuff. And so going forward, the hiccup won't show up, you know, 5 years from now. It'll be gone because you caught it in time. So it's all good.
Yeah, what's your saying, Joe? There's no roadblocks. There's only speed bumps or something.
Yeah, this is a speed bump.
Yeah. Paperwork is my least favorite part of this whole business model. Mm-hmm. And if you put the right systems in place, like the one I mentioned earlier, you really reduce the amount of paperwork. I've seen Jill angry at work maybe three times in my life, and I think two of the times she was angry because of something like this happening, and it could have been because the person was going too fast.
It was
that person no longer works with us.
It's attention to detail. That's one of my little hang-ups that I have. It's like, let's spend 5 minutes and look at this, maybe get another pair of eyes to look at this. When you're doing it, we did 14 deeds the other day. You know, I put a picture on Facebook to show everybody.
Right.
I mean, my team's doing 14 deeds the other day, and we're making sure. Let's all make sure we got the right properties. Let's all look at them again. Even when I'm signing them, you know, and my team's notarizing, I'm eyeballing them. You know, making sure I didn't miss anything.
Right.
And I've spotted some. Actually, there was one that I spotted a mistake on. I go, mm-hmm. Do you realize you have this wrong county here? It should be this county. Like, yikes. Oops. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. So it can happen.
Yeah. And does. Mm-hmm. You should plan on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good question.
Yeah.
There's a concept of to answer it directly again, there's a concept of the corrective deed out there. I know Arizona for sure has it. And then, you know, I know that I think California does not offer that type of scenario. I think you have to undo it.
I've had deeds get totally flat out lost. Like I could almost show that. I mean, like, I have tracking information and they still get lost.
Yeah.
So it's not perfect. So things are going to happen. I've had to go back to the seller and say, hey, I'm sending another one. Can we do this again, please?
It's really funny because you get to know which post offices around the country are really efficient.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Which ones aren't. Because I know for a fact that.
It's very true.
Chicago, the post office in Chicago has got some problems.
I know one in Southern California near us that has problems because I see it on Facebook all the time. So I actually, from there, I'll have things to take into a different area.
For a long time, we just used UPS, but it got so expensive. That was before it was just the post office made it really, really easy.
Cheap and easy to do their tracking and all that.
And you can bulk do mail and stuff. Like, UPS has its own software. Mm-hmm. And so it allows you to really kick out a lot of stuff, a lot of mail at once pretty efficiently.
USPS, you're saying, yeah.
No, UPS.
Well, you both do now.
No, but that was, and it was the only solution for years and years. The post office now has made it.
Now you can do a batch. Line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Batch it out real easy. And exactly. It's way more economical. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't, we wouldn't do it.
It sounds like our show's about the post office. It's not about the post office. I know.
Hey, if you have any questions or you want to be on our show, please reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, this is the meat of the show, Offers Academy. For houses, it's not just for land. Mm-hmm. So here's how it works. Step one is you make sure that you have the tools in place to buy undervalued assets. Could be land, could be houses, could be cars, could be a lot of stuff. Tools in place. What are the tools? The two major tools are this. Access to a database, not a mailing list, number one. And the second tool you need is an extremely efficient and inexpensive, economical bulk mail printer. Mm-hmm. Never want to lick a stamp. So now you've got the access to those tools. Step two, find a buyer. You never want to send a mailer out for anything unless you really know how you're going to sell it, what your exit strategy is, let's say, on the asset. So for houses, find a buyer. Is that step two, Jill?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I asked you a question right when you're taking a drink of coffee.
I know exactly. No, it's funny. I'm like the assistant over here. Yes, sir. You're on step two.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's just kind of funny. Like,
you're never my assistant.
I'm just teasing. It's funny. What step am I on? Two. Thanks.
That's strangely attractive to me for some reason. Thinking of you as an assistant just for a second.
Oh, no. I'm not have my hair in a bun, and I'm not going to start doing that.
I guess it's some little glasses.
I do have some little glasses, but I don't wear them very often.
Maybe a plaid skirt.
I have some good glasses, but I don't wear them. Here we go. This is where it all goes sideways. Okay, thank you.
Step two is I lost my train of thought. Find a buyer.
Uh-huh. Good thing your assistant's taking notes.
Oh my gosh. You got to stop this right now.
Okay.
Step two is find a buyer. So in the case of homes, this is how Jill and I do it. Our houses, single family residences. We have now a friend, but a longtime home flipper in the area in Arizona. And he tells us exactly what he wants and where he wants it. He says, in the 8525X area code, I would love to have three of these houses that are about a certain square footage, a certain age, and I would, for this amount per square foot, I can absolutely easily pay this amount per square foot, pay you guys. So we send a mailer out. Why he does not do this himself, I will never understand, but we covered that in yesterday's show a little bit. Mm-hmm. So step two is find a buyer and find out what he wants. Find out what, I guess that's step three. Find a buyer and find out what's going to make that guy's day where he's going to, there's a bunch of things that need to happen with this buyer for you to qualify them. And this is not just for houses. This is for cars and boats and land and everything. Make sure they have a ton of money or access to a ton of money. In this case, this guy has a single person that he works with who's a hard money lender, and he has virtually unlimited capital because they have so much history.
Is that part of three or four? Because I have one as the tools, two as the buyer, three, clarify the asset criteria.
Good. No, that's part of it. The asset criteria, step three is all of that. Clarify the asset criteria and qualify the buyer. Let's make step two qualify. Find a qualified buyer.
Okay. Got it.
And then step three is asset clarification. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Okay, now we're on four.
Step four is make the offer. So it's get the data. Now you have access to the tools. Scrub down the data like we teach. This is imperative that you do this properly because you won't. If you do it wrong, you won't get a response to the mailer and you waste a bunch of time and money.
Right.
Scrub the data and get the thing in the mail using a bulk mail printer.
Make and send offers is what I wrote down.
Yep. Send offers. Okay. It's four steps, right?
Yep.
So now you're going to get a bunch of responses. You're going to put the deal together. You're the conductor of the transaction. You are not the worker. You don't go look at the houses ever. You have a buyer that's what they love to do. They'll go, you call the buyer or email them or however you orchestrate it to say, look, I at 123 Main Street, I have this house. They responded. They signed the offer. They want to do the deal. When can you go look at it? Please try to go look at it today. I can happy to set the appointment. I can put you guys together. And then you get the thumbs up or thumbs down from the buyer. Mm-hmm. Who's your buddy? And he says, heck yes, I want to do this deal, or no way. You have a couple choices there. Jill and I walk away. We probably shouldn't.
Like what?
Well, you have a couple choices. If you get the thumbs down from right. your buyer, you have a couple choices. You can walk away, which is probably what we do, and we probably shouldn't. Or you can then go out and try to find another person to buy it. And typically, I mean, in this case,
throw the deal out to the universe. It's not crazy.
Our buddy Dennis is his name, has these hard money guys. He primarily uses one. And if he doesn't want to do the deal, he'll send it to his hard money guys. And they'll find, because the hard money guys have 25, 30, 40, 50 people that they loan money to. So he usually finds a deal for them if he doesn't want to do it. But the chances, I mean, probably 90% of the properties that we send to him, he does. He just because we have a working relationship. And they're so darn cheap.
Right. That's the bottom line. It's hard to walk away when you buy them right like that. So
I mean, a couple times
you can make anything work almost.
A couple of times he just painted the damn thing. Mm-hmm. You know, painted the
thing. Paint and carpet.
He cleaned, paint and carpet and cleaned it up and made it smell good.
Exactly.
Change the light bulbs.
Exactly. They don't need much sometimes. You're right.
So with that four or five-step process, I guess five is close the deal.
Five, I have a conduct the transaction.
Okay, great. Okay, good.
So
good.
There you go. So
it's a five-step process. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Ding. You are right.
Thank you.
You get an A.
Thank you, bun-wearing dark little glasses right. assistant.
I'm not. I'm the teacher's assistant. You have a clipboard? I'm the teacher's aide. I'm the TA.
You know, TA stands for something else.
I do know that. I thought that was good. I worked that in there very nicely.
Oh my gosh, Jill. This would be no fun without you. You know that?
Thank you. There we go.
I really mean that.
Could you imagine? You sit here we should do it.
I don't know how these guys have these shows by themselves.
Right? Oh my God. You know what? I got to tell you, I watch these people on Facebook and it's painful for me. And this is painful. I can't do it. I cannot watch some of these guys. And there was a guy the other day that did like a 4-hour webinar. I'm not kidding. Because I got the email like, here's the replay if you want to watch it. It's 4 hours. And I'm like, what went on for four hours?
You know, we're in a 2 years into this now. Okay. And I thought I was nuts before. I thought I was just loco.
Yeah. Where are you going with
like
this?
Like ADD. I don't have any time. I do things too quickly. I don't communicate right. No. It turns out that the personality of our membership group is the same crazy as me.
Okay.
They don't want to read anything.
I was wondering, like, where are you going with this?
They don't want anything to take any amount of time. They just want to, you know.
True. Put the right money on the right. You know, it's not throw some money at it. It's put the right money into the right things and then spit out a quality transaction.
And they want to constantly double your money.
Right. Oh, my God. That's
and you
great.
Just, you wake up and jump out of the bed in the morning because it's so much fun.
Oh, and then you're like, you have this high. It's like it's a nonstop acquisition high.
Right.
Is what it is. Yep.
So I'm not crazy after all.
You are not. Who said you're crazy?
I did. Oh. I self-described.
Oh, okay. Self-diagnosed.
Exactly. We should have a show like that. We diagnose each other.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't want to know what you'd say about me.
We have some friends, Jill and I, and they said this sentence to me one time. This is a lot of years ago when their kids were little. Let's diagnose our kids, you know, because they're in that profession.
Oh.
And I said, what? Why would you look for problems in your children?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's... Let's not diagnose anything.
Especially not ourselves.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if we should do that show. That would not go. That would get... Nobody would listen.
I mean, I get what a diagnosis is. Like, if you have a serious illness, you know, you need to be diagnosed and treated properly. But searching for problems is not a diagnosis, you know.
Exactly.
What the heck are we talking about?
I don't know. Do you want me to recap the five things?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So here is how Offers Academy for Homes works. Number one, tools, which is data and mailer.
Get the tools.
Number two, find the buyer and qualify the buyer. And that is a good point. Let's just make sure, because your buddy that you drink with after work at 5 o'clock in the bar that says, hey, I'm in, I can come up with some money.
No, that's
not the buyer.
Thank you, Jill.
And it's not your brother-in-law.
Thank you.
It's not your father-in-law.
So
it's not any of those people.
That's right.
It's a real legitimate buyer that you have found.
And there's some pretty cool ways for houses specifically you can find buyers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way that we've expanded it, the best way is through Craigslist.
Because mm-hmm.
you can see, or even, it's crazy, I'm even going to say this, you can see which houses are renovated.
Yeah.
Right?
You know around town who they are if you just pay attention.
If you look into the MLS and there's a totally remodeled house for sale, and then you look it up on the data set that we have in RealQuest, the ones that we provide at Offers Academy, you can look the person up and you can find out, let's say it's Jack Johnson. If it's not in an LLC, it's going to be Jack Johnson. Mm-hmm. Well, you can find him pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Or if it isn't an LLC, send him a letter. That's what it's for.
Okay, so tools, the buyer.
Or if you want to find out famous people who own stuff. Jill does this all the time.
Actually, I know my staff does. We were talking about so-and-so. They're like, well, I'm like, I wonder where so-and-so lives. And my staff goes, you know, you can look that up. I said, oh, yeah, you're right.
If you have our tools, you can look up. This is the way that the person who trained us on it, this most recent tool we have, not in RealQuest, because we are the trainers on RealQuest.
Right.
She said, look up. You could tell how old she was. She said, look up. Who was it?
Goldie
Hawn, and find out what she and Kurt Russell own. Mm-hmm. Do a nascent national search, and we did.
That's hilarious.
And it's like, wow. So that we didn't stop there. All the people, like our teen idols when we were kids, all the rock people in the rock bands, we find out where they all live.
It's hilarious what they own.
Jill gets all giddy.
Well, it's so funny. This is why we have ours in LLCs.
Mm-hmm.
Ours, nothing has our name on it. So it's all good.
So...
Okay, so the tools, the buyer, clarify the asset criteria.
Number three.
Number four, send out the offers. And number five, conduct the transaction.
Yeah.
Cool.
And there's right and wrong ways to do all of those things. And we leave no stone unturned in all this. We've made all the mistakes. So we talk about the right way, not the wrong way. And we are packed full of people joining our groups who report back to us and say, oh, that's the right way because I've been doing it wrong. Because somebody else told me how to do it 2 years ago, and I was wondering why it didn't work. Here's a hint. Never send out postcards, ever. It might work. And it might not. But if you do it our way, it's going to work. It's like never walk into a casino and win the first hand of whatever you're playing, because then you just have false hope for the rest of ever. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com.
Join us in another episode where Jack and I discuss how to use information, that's him, and inspiration, that's me, to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it off immediately.
You are not alone in your anything ambition.
I'll learn how to read a script eventually.
That's okay. Getting used to it. It's all good.
Good save, by the way.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I should have this memorized.
Thank you. I can't. Yeah.
I should have this memorized.
I know you do.
You know what it is?
You just get
excited. First of all,
it's
this plaid skirt thing.
Oh.
Right? I can't think straight now. And second of all, I'm so darn excited about expanding Land Academy. You know, it's not just for land.
Exactly. It's not just for breakfast anymore.
I was thinking about that. It's not your father's Oldsmobile.
Was that a campaign?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Very successful.
That's funny. Well, you're older than me. That's why I don't know that one.
Yeah, I am.
You are older than me.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued assets.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.